This week on the River Morning Show weekly podcast.
Like shoes?
Yeah, yeah.
And like, it stick to what you're good at, I guess. Mm. This has always been the thing for me, actually, though. It's like, what is that material they use? I have questions because it's squishy and solid at the same time.
I think it came from NASA. Yeah.
It might have, and I don't trust the government, okay. NASA, or anybody. I rest my case.
Now is not the time to live recklessly, financially speaking anyway.
Right.
The thoughts and opinions of Chad Bradley are not the thoughts and opinions of the river or literally anybody else.
To be fair, I wasn't saying that we should live recklessly everywhere else.
Wait for this.
Not an endorsement of living cray-cray, okay? Mm-hmm. We all have to look for ways to save money and be responsible now, especially with the way the economy is. It's a little nuts right now,
right,
to say the least. So maybe when you leave your house, you think you're trying to save money by turning the air conditioner down so it's not running all day.
Turning the temperature up, turning the energy on it down.
Right. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
When so I turn
tomato, down. Potato.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So that's what you do to save money. You make it not run as much. Mm-hmm. You think that's helping. According to the experts, though, they say keeping your temperature in your house consistent all day long actually keeps it from putting a big strain on your system later and actually helps you save money.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see that.
So setting the temperature at the temperature you want it all day long.
Can you say this into my phone? I'm going to record it and send it to my wife.
I will just send you the article. That should be a lot easier. I think there are a lot of other I'm going to put this in air quotes, extreme ways to save money. You being sweaty should not be one of them.
Right.
So if you have an air quotes extreme way that you save money, feel free to share that now. It'd be tempting to try to save money in this area, but you shouldn't do it. It's not worth it. It won't actually save you money. And that's by keeping the temperature higher during the summer times when you're gone in your house.
Yeah, so leave for work in the morning, you put the thermostat up to 76 or whatever, so the thing doesn't run all day.
Who lives like that? Don't do that. The professionals say that actually puts more strain on your system and will actually cost you more money in the long run.
That's so unreal.
So set it and forget it. That's all you need to do. There are other ways to save money, essentially. Better ways, in fact. In fact, I have a list of things that you can do to save money instead of sweating at home because your air conditioner is not cool enough. Starting with cut your own hair. Cut your own hair, wear a hat. That's a great start. Also, don't use as much soap because really, who's going to know?
Everyone, Chad. Everyone.
I think we can tell.
Another thing you can do is pretend that you forgot birthdays and or Christmas. Oops, I forgot.
You've been doing that one for a minute.
How would you know? I forgot. Don't buy anything ever again. That will save you a lot of money. Don't get sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's really expensive to get sick. So if you can...
Last time I thought about it, I was like, get sick, get not sick. I chose wrong. I just chose, let's get sick and see what happens.
It was
expensive.
If you have suggestions on how to save money, share now, 614-479-1049.
A real example or suggestion, please, because this list so far is making me dumber.
This is really good. The last one's my favorite one. Flush less.
Ew.
You have that question, am I old? Here's how you can know. Gen Z will find out. They'll tell you if you're old.
Oh, geez.
Gen Z has a surefire way of telling if you're an old boomer.
Is this like the okay boomer thing? And they say that to people who aren't even boomers because my parents are boomers, but I act like an adult, so now I get called a boomer. I'm fine with it.
I don't think they know what the definition of a boomer is.
That's okay. They have their phones. They'll know. So if you want to know if you're an old boomer, how you scroll on your phone is all that is needed to expose you as an old person to a Gen Zer.
Really?
And that's if you scroll on your phone using your index finger. If you're using your pointer finger to scroll up or down.
That's a boomer.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Means I gotta get my phone out.
That means really old.
What if your thumbs get tired?
Nope.
I use my pointer finger.
You gotta use your pinky.
That's not true.
I don't think it's true, if you use your finger, your pointer, you're a boomer.
Well, I was going to say, even more than that, it's the phrase that Hannah just said, what if my thumbs get tired? If your thumbs get tired, you're old, lady. Like, that's...
What if we use our knuckles to scroll?
Knuckle dragger.
Have you ever contemplated the unwritten revelations and untold stories that lie between the pages of the Bible?
Oh.
I mean, yes, but not with that voice.
That's fair. A lot made it in the Bible. A lot. So much that you could honestly spend the rest of your life scratching the surface of the scriptures and still only just be getting started of what actually the Bible means for you and for me. But it still leaves me wondering what else happened in between the verses.
This is a real dangerous place.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just walking a line here. Please hear me out. I wonder what else happened on Noah's Ark. I feel like it would be great if maybe he kept a captain's log.
Noah and his family spent about a year on the Ark. These are the stories of what could have happened. With some embellishment.
Oh, no.
Captain's log.
Captain's log. Day 22, we recently noticed that it takes giraffes a really long time to burp, and we're pretty sure they're doing it on purpose now.
This is not theologically accurate.
Is that what I think it is?
Well, the headline is clickbait.
Yes, it's clickbait news.
Another virus, another download.
Quit clicking the clickbait, man!
Gotta restart, gotta update the computer here. Let's see, so when you need a car that is both affordable,
yeah,
and efficient,
yeah,
and I'll add another caveat.
If you say a little
environmentally friendly,
if you're talking about one of those little smart cars that look like a you know, cue ball and pool, no.
Well, let me introduce you to the IKEA Fred Flintstone car.
What?
It's not actually connected to either of those. What it is connected to is a Swedish company called Lovely. Mm-hmm. They're a startup, and they've launched a car that comes in a box. And they sell it for $10,500. It's a battery-operated vehicle, smaller than a Fiat 500.
You said IKEA. Mm-hmm. You have to put this together?
You put it together.
What?
It's battery-operated. I'm not
and
sure if you have to...
And it fits in a box? Like, how big is this thing?
Smaller than a Fiat 500. That's a hug.
Well, I mean, okay.
You have to wind it up like one of those Hot Wheels cars and then let it roll. And if that doesn't work, you get your leg out the side and start scooching along like it's a skateboard.
Sometimes it happens when you're mentally tuning out your kid when they're asking, are we there yet for the 36th time?
Or, what'd you say?
Yeah. Are we there yet?
Oh, I see. He was tuning you out. Got it.
Or when you think you're staring off into space, but actually you're accidentally making direct eye contact with the concerned person across the room.
I hate that all the time.
Josh lives there.
I do. This is my house. This is where I am.
In that moment when you're making direct eye contact, but you think you're zoning out, your mind starts to wander, goes to a distant, far off place, and suddenly you're just thinking.
Here we go.
Just thinking. Pet rent is such a ridiculous concept. How do you expect my dog to pay $50 a month? He's unemployed.
He's the goodest boy, though.
Just thinking. My answer to the question, would you like a receipt, is based on absolutely nothing and changes all the time.
You're inconsistent.
Just thinking. The amount of cookies the Cookie Monster wastes with his chaotic chewing style makes me sick.
Give me a bowl, I'll catch them all.
Just thinking. Honey is the tastiest of all the insect vomits we've tried so far.
Ah, jeez!
Space time!
Let's talk about space for a minute.
Okay.
Stuff's happening out there beyond Earth's realm.
Oh, okay.
Rocks flying here and there, crashing into what have you. I don't know what happens in space. I've only heard stories and seen movies. But I do know that NASA is teaming up with SpaceX to send humans to an asteroid.
What?
Yes.
What?
And I am, by the way, not reading the description of a movie that came out in the 90s. That is not happening.
Is SpaceX the Elon Musk's?
Yes.
Okay.
Elon, also the owner of X,
which
is now Twitter. Was Twitter.
Is X Twitter.
Okay.
It's now X.
So the guy who owns Twitter wants to send people to a rock in space.
Yeah, no, they're going, not wants to. They're concocting a plan as we speak to make it happen.
For what purpose?
I don't know. I didn't read the article.
Oh,
I just
thought this headline
is wild. I would love to apply just for the simple fact of getting a decline email saying, eh, you're not really space material.
But you just can say Elon emailed you.
So there you go. That's what I'm saying. I applied. I was weighed and measured. And they said no.
Oh.
What are the circumstances that you would go to space to get on an asteroid for? What are those parameters? Is there something in your mind that you're like, you know what? If I got free tacos for a year, I'm going to space.
I think it'd have to be like a rescue mission.
A rescue mission.
Like if they abducted my dog, I'd be like, I'm coming, Murphy!
Going to the rocket space.
All right, class, put your thinking caps on.
Gonna learn today.
Ooh.
Stuff you didn't know yesterday. Ketchup used to be used as a medicine.
What?
Back in 1834, people with indigestion were given a prescription for ketchup.
Ew.
Shortly thereafter.
A spoonful of ketchup.
Pepto-Bismol is the scene.
So shortly thereafter, Joey Chestnut started eating hot dogs like crazy. You're going to learn today stuff you didn't know yesterday. The longest walking distance in the world is 14,000 miles.
Like that?
Consecutive.
What?
You can walk from Magadan in Russia to Cape Town in South Africa, and you never need a vehicle.
So you can.
You can.
But should you?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Do not recommend.
If you start in the frozen tundra or end in the frozen tundra, I'm out.
Hard pass.
Stuff you didn't know yesterday, the set for iCarly was also used for Saved by the Bell and That's So Raven.
No way!
Uh-huh. Who knew?
Oh, wow. I have to go back and rewatch all of them.
You're feeling like I've been here before. Wow. Something is similar.
So fun.
Things you didn't know yesterday, just like our fingerprints, each person has an individual, unique tongue print.
Ew.
Nah.
How they found that out disturbs me.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm glad they don't use that to prove your identity. All right, lick here.
Lick this.
Yeah.
And this last, things you didn't know yesterday. Paris was not the intended location for the Eiffel Tower.
No?
Really?
The design was rejected by Barcelona officials in Spain because they said it was too ugly.
Oh, no.
France took it. The locals were not happy with it either, but tourists, of course, flock from around the globe to come see it each and every day.
They didn't like it. They're like, can you put a lamp shade on it? It looked like a...
No, now that you say that, it does kind of look like the bottom of a lamp.
Yeah.
Never be able to see that again the same way. Thanks a lot.
This is Defend Your Case with Judge Hannah.
All rise for the Honorable Hannah presiding.
You can stay seated if you're in the car. And everybody
here,
else
on your feet.
If you've got a sunroof, give it a shot.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Safety first. Here are the rules of the game. Josh and Chad will be given a random topic by yours truly. I will also assign if they are for or against said topic.
Interesting.
And then they will have 0.03 seconds to come up with a compelling argument for their side. Are you guys ready for today's topic?
Let's go.
Doesn't sound like we have a choice.
It's crazy. It's controversial. Do you pop, lock, and crock it?
What?
Are you for?
What are you talking
or
about?
Or against wearing Crocs footwear?
Gotcha.
So, Josh, today you are against Crocs.
Oh, am I?
Those rubber soled friends.
Yeah.
Chad, you are for them.
Okay, I can do that. Let's do this.
In this edition of Defend Your Case, for or against Crocs, Josh, you have the floor first.
Okay, against Crocs. Well, I mean, you can't wear socks with them without getting made fun of. And I like socks. So I have a problem with that footwear if I'm going to get ridiculed when I wear them the way I want. Two, they're making more than just traditional Crocs now. I saw this on a website. Like, I don't even know what to expect from them anymore. Like, they tried to make, like, shoes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, stick to what you're good at, I guess. This has always been the thing for me, actually, though. It's like, what is that material they use? I have questions, because it's squishy and solid at the same time.
I think it came from NASA.
It might have, and I don't trust the government. Okay. NASA or anybody. I rest my case.
All right.
Against Crocs.
Court is still in session. We just heard the argument against wearing Crocs as footwear. Nope. Chad, you have the floor. You can't are for Crocs.
Here's why. This just shows how much Josh doesn't know about the situation.
Yes.
They have Crocs for literally every season. They've got Crocs for summer. They've got fleece-lined Crocs for winter.
That's what I'm saying. You
don't need socks for fleece-lined Crocs. You can just you can wear those in the summer if you wanted to.
Yeah.
They got Crocs for babies. We call them baby Crocs. They got Crocs for moms and dads. You can accessorize Crocs with giblets if you don't know what those are. You can add, wait.
Isn't that the like parts of the turkey from Thanksgiving?
No, but
like
also
that heart and liver sticking out of your.
Wanted to try.
Thanks for making my point against Crocs. No giblets.
No. He's not allowed to talk right now.
That's true.
You can also add headlights to Crocs. You can just stuff them in a little hole. And then they even have snowplow attachments. If you want to drag your feet, you can shovel. They're basically the ATV of your feet. And best of all, you can go from casual stroll Crocs to speed mode in just seconds, where you put the strap that goes behind your ankle or heel.
That's
speed mode.
You
put that down. That's speed mode. It won't come off while you're scooching around the mall. Also, this is not a commercial. No one's paid anything for this.
That's funny. Anyway,
you're not the judge. I rest my case.
All right. This is a tough one. So if you have opinions, call in and share 614-479-1049. Here's where there's a hole in your argument, though, Josh.
Okay.
Whether you wear socks with them or not, you will be ridiculed. So that's both for and against your argument.
Great. Thanks for point number four. You get ridiculed when you wear Crocs against Crocs. The judge just made a point for my side.
Let her decide, though.
I also don't own a pair of Crocs.
It sounds like she just decided. Go on.
But there's sport mode and speed mode.
Yep. No, don't you dare.
This judge is still...
Don't forget about the giblets.
Against Crocs. I'm sorry. Yeah! Josh, you do win in this defender case against Crocs.
A retrial.
But tell us if we're wrong. 614-479-1049.
If you're wearing Crocs and you call, I'll be able to tell. Don't do it.
It's a controversial topic in this edition of Defend Your Case with Judge Hammond. To Croc... or not to Croc?
Not.
That is the question.
Injustice has been served today.
Listen,
injustice!
If you're talking about a Croc pot, always. If you're talking about Crocs on your feet like we were.
We're talking about the quote-unquote fashionable footwear that is called the Croc. And in this edition of Defend Your Case, Josh won his argument against Crocs.
That's right.
But it was a nail biter, if I'm going to be honest. My insides were churning.
They're like sleeping bags for your feet. Mm. You're so comfy.
There's a lot of question marks that come with such a thing.
Sure.
So
maybe while the judge had an opinion, maybe the jury is still out there. Your opinion is needed.
You're aware this is not how the judicial system works, correct?
This is a broken system.
Okay, all right, fine.
As long as you know.
I agree.
I just realized I am not the expert in this area. So you can call in and share your opinion to Croc or not to Croc, 614-479-1049. Kelly?
I do, and it's a somewhat professional opinion.
Please do. Go on. I manage
a driving school, and we do not allow drivers to wear them during their lessons.
You don't want them to be happy and comfortable?
Stop it.
We don't. They can get stuck underneath those pedals, and these can cause major issues. They can also slide off if they don't have the ankle strap.
Wow.
So we ban them, and most driving schools ban them from novice driver education.
So
listen, it's a professional person. I don't care what your industry, they're banned. There you go. I win again.
That's wild that there's actually science and safety against wearing
Crocs. Yep. But I will say they're wonderfully comfortable and super cute any other situation.
Yeah.
So I just don't want them in the car.
Is that what I think it is? Well, the headline is clickbait.
Clickbait news.
Hang on. I declare my independence from clickbait news.
No.
I'm dumping your tea into the ocean.
You need to move to another country, bro.
Fine.
You could do that because that works perfectly with today's clickbait news. Randy Williams has spent his entire life traveling the world. In fact, he's traveled so much that he's literally hit every single country
Wow.
in the world. He's been to every single nation.
And
that's impressive.
And those are like changing still, yes. Like in some areas of the world.
In fact, there's a new one.
Oh, jeez.
That he created because he's been everywhere.
Wait, he
I don't
made
think you can just
yes,
do that.
He can and he did. It's the newest nation in the world. Randy Williams has dubbed an 11-acre plot of land in California
what?
The newest country, and it is the Republic of Slow Jamistan.
What?
It's a real thing. You can look it up, and you can become a citizen of Slow Jamistan
Listen,
today.
It sounds like it'd be a great place to visit, but as soon as Washington gets word on this, that like fighter jets, Abrams tanks.
Going to scramble everything.
Yeah,
I just want to know what their national anthem sounds like. It's probably really slow.
Just like, it's this.
Slow Napistan.
Sometimes you have an epiphany. You realize something. Or you see or read something that just hits you. And you really want to share it. You're like, this is impactful.
I was reading an article about donuts the other day. And I wanted to take this time to tell you guys that they're all good.
Wow.
All donuts are great.
That is important. That
Thank
is
you.
So passionate about that.
That's what I'm talking about while simultaneously not being at all what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But anyway.
I'll let you finish.
That's why I've got this this journal that I am filling in. I'm keeping
gosh.
It. I call it Thoughts, Prayers, and Observations because that's what I'm putting in it. And then I'll give it to my kids when it's all filled.
Great name for a diary.
It really is.
It's a journal.
You are allowed to have a diary,
and
we're very proud of you for keeping these thoughts for your children. Just call it what it is.
I do. It's leather bound. It's a diary.
Many diaries are.
It's not.
The
anyway.
Purple tassels? Nice touch.
If you could see past the plume in my pen, I'd be giving you the evil eye. All right. This is entry number 61. Start with silence. I did this just this morning. In your prayer time, begin by saying hello. Envision sitting with Jesus because he's right there with you. And then, hush. Just shh. Quiet the clamor. Don't dive in with requests. Just be still and know he is God. That time is probably what you need more than an answer to what brought you to prayer in the first place.
All right, if you've made it this far, really good news. You are probably a fan of the River Morning Show weekly podcast.
That
happens weekly, by the way.
Every week.
Every single week. So if you've made it to this point of the show, there's no golden egg, there's no like major prize, but would you do us a favor? It is going to be about us, and this is going to be a weird request, but would you like and rate this show wherever you're listening right now? Because nobody wants to listen to like a 1-star show. Would you rate it like 5 stars or something? Like that's a high, like 4.5. Over 4.
And it's a 4 above would be fine. I don't want to ask for perfection.
Yeah.
Peer pressure, but also if that's the way you feel, let it be known.
Hey, you're invited to listen to the recording of this podcast live.
How? Where?
It's simple. You can share every weekday morning with Josh, Chad, and Hannah on 104.9 The River in Columbus, Ohio, or online at riverradio.com.